Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy. Thanks for tuning in to the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. Think of it as your exclusive director's commentary track to all the content that I post at BigYellowSticky.com. For the last 4+ years, 2019 is my 50 year, for the last 4 years, every single day I've been consecutively posting a new piece of content at BigYellowSticky.com. It's written by hand in Sharpie marker on a 3x3 post-it note, yellow, of course, and posted for the world to see. And over the years, I've gotten quite a few compliments from folks who told me that I delivered just the right message to them at just the right time. And it's quite a compliment because most of those notes were really just written to myself. So, the follow-up question is usually, so what was going through my mind when I posted that content? So I thought it might be fun this year to record a daily podcast episode to go along with the daily sticky note to kind of elaborate on the situation or ideas behind the thoughts that I published on the sticky note. You know, those 3x3 yellow stickies don't give you a whole lot of space to expound on an idea. So I thought this podcast might serve the purpose. You've tuned in to episode 22 on January 22nd, 2019. The sticky note was titled, So Wasted. And the copy on the post-it reads, Don't waste your time with people who waste theirs. Don't waste your time with people who waste theirs. It used to drive me nuts working in office cubicles where you could hear everyone else around you not working on their own projects. Even in coffee shops and co-working spaces where people purport to be more productive, they usually ain't. I'm not saying my own nose is being completely worn away from it being held unceasingly to the grindstone, but at least I'm honest about it. I know when I'm not being productive, and I don't try to fool anyone or myself into thinking I am. If you're not in the mood to tackle a complicated project and you haven't been successful in trying to force it, move on to something else. Pick a simpler, more fun project to get yourself into the groove. A quick and easy project with even a simple win can jumpstart your brain into work mode and get your motor revved up to conquer more challenging projects. If the thought of working on even the simplest of projects doesn't clear the unproductive fog from your head, try reading something, watching something on YouTube, or listening to a Spotify playlist designed to light a fire under your butt and get your rear in gear. What you don't do is stare at your computer screen trying to magically wish your project to completion. And you certainly don't seek out others who are also in a non-productive mode and just enable each other further. When I text my friends with an invite to get together socially, I know there's a 50-50 chance we'll have to plan a week or two in advance to find an open spot on our schedules that match up. It's because I know they are all busy working on some interesting projects, which we will inevitably bounce around ideas about when we do get together. When your friends text you and want to get together, are you always available? Perhaps you need to find more interesting projects to work on. If you text your friends to meet up, are they always available? If so, perhaps you need more interesting friends. Hey, this has been Don the Idea Guy sharing the thoughts behind the latest sticky note at BigYellowSticky.com. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to check out more, you can go to BigYellowSticky.com and look for the podcast page. If you'd like to get a free email alert every time there's a new episode and new content posted to the site, which is every day, you can go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. If you enter your email address, each time I post a new yellow sticky note with a message on it, you'll get an email alert with a copy of that graphic, as well as a link to the most recent podcast episode. If you'd like to know more about me and the projects I'm working on, you can visit me at dontheideaguy.com and check out the articles. You can sign up for a personal one-to-one brainstorm session so that we can come up with ideas to help your business improve. Or maybe some ideas for some more interesting projects that you can work on. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode, and I hope to see you back here tomorrow for another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast.